Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Beko.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden says he's running for president again.
It's time to finish the job. Finish the job.
He spoke to trade workers in Washington today after releasing a video message announcing the bid. But CBS's Jennifer DePinto reports some voters are concerned.
There are 45% of Democrats who don't want Biden to run, and his age is a top reason. 86% said that. It's not because they think Biden would lose. They simply say it's time for someone new.
Former President Trump, who's running against Mr. Biden again, is already trashing the campaign, saying he plans to make America great again. But Trump's got his own issues. Today, author E. Jean Carroll took her rape accusations against him to trial. CBS's Michael George.
Carroll is one of more than a dozen women who have accused Trump of sexual assault or harassment. He denies all the allegations.
Lawyers say Mr. Trump most likely will not testify. A governor takes aim at gun violence. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
A great day for the state of Washington.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee has signed several bills aimed at gun violence. One bans sales of many types of semi-automatic weapons. Another allows victims' families to sue gun manufacturers or sellers.
It is a victory against impetuous gun violence for people who could buy a gun and then create violence without a second thought.
CBS News has now confirmed the ISIS leader responsible for the attack at Kabul airport in Afghanistan that took the lives of 13 U.S. service members has been killed by the Taliban. The White House says it won't release his name, but described him as the mastermind of the assault during evacuations in 2021. The U.S. is now hoping a ceasefire in Sudan can be extended to get more Americans out. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
We are coordinating with regional and international partners and Sudanese civilian stakeholders to assist in creation of a committee to oversee the negotiation, conclusion, and implementation of a permanent cessation of hostilities.
For now, that ceasefire is expected to hold another 2 days, but fighting in some areas is still going.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body, liner.
Harry Belafonte's publicist confirms that he died this morning at 96. Belafonte was a singer and actor for decades before slowing down and focusing on activism and humanitarian work. For the first time ever, Mattel is debuting a Barbie with Down syndrome. It's partnered with the National Down Syndrome Society to get the doll just right, from Barbie's appearance down to her clothing and her accessories. Thousands of babies are born with Down syndrome every year, and Mattel says it wanted more children to see themselves when they play. This is CBS News.
Clean dishes, clean planet. Save $200 in gift card rebates on eligible Beko dishwashers. Visit Beko.com/US-EN for more.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Mississippi River is rising in La Crosse. It's over 15.5 feet, and forecasters expect it to get over 16 feet by Thursday. At least three city parks are closed. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans are trying again today to require people on Badger Care Plus to renew their status with the state every 6 months instead of automatically re-enrolling. In sports, the Packers and Jets have a trade agreement for Aaron Rodgers. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst says they had to get it done before the NFL draft.
We've been working on this for a while, and to get beyond the draft, I think, would have been tough for both teams.
The two teams are swapping first-round picks and making other conditional moves. Also, the Bucks face playoff elimination after last night's loss to Miami. The Brewers fell to Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAU.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
Speed.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
So it's fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Tuesday night, live. 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time. Johnny out there on the left coast, it's 5 o'clock, right?
That's right, sir.
Pacific it's happy time. Hour out there, man.
That's happy hour everywhere when we're on the air, man.
That's right. That is it. Hey, and if you want to join us, the number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Well, Johnny, prognostications, you know, we had Jess Piper, the dirt road Democrat, on 2 weeks ago because the governor last week superseded our show. So I don't know. I tried to put a protest in with the governor's office saying, how could you bump Busted Pencils for the, you know, but hey, sometimes you got to let the governor take that. But we were, you know, we talked to Jess. It was a good conversation. The prognostication on your call about teachers entering the political sphere, that was great. I wanted to, though, remind people of my prognostication about 2023 being the year of the teacher apprenticeship. And I've been thinking about this and going, you know, how is it that this could become some type of a movement? And I'm searching the web, Johnny, and I just wanted to bring your attention to a website that I happened to come across just going through. It's ncgyo.org. It okay. is the National Center for Grow Your Own. On their about page, Grow Your Own is a partnership between school districts and educator preparation providers to select candidates. Hey, that's paraprofessionals, graduating high school seniors, career changers from local communities to earn their degree and educator license in order to teach through the apprenticeship. It was like, they're there. The organization exists, Johnny. They're out there doing the great work promoting the apprenticeship. And then so I dig a little bit deeper and I'm like, OK, we got to figure out who these people are. And here we go. David Donaldson. Check this out. Founder and managing partner. David was the lead author on the approved application by the U.S. Department of Labor to federally recognize the K-12 teacher occupation as eligible for the registered apprenticeship. His Grow Your Own and Registered Apprenticeship in Teaching Work in Tennessee was recognized by the White House, the U.S. Department of Education, and the U.S. Department of Labor. I'm thinking, wait a minute, we talked to Prentice Chandler, the dean at Austin Peay State. He told us, in fact, about the work in Tennessee that happened. I'm wondering, you know what? Is it possible? You know, I'm thinking, David Donaldson, if you're out there just happening to be listening to Busted Pencils, every educator who's educated and talks education would be listening. But if David Donaldson might be out there, if he might want to, you know, join the show, we're putting that call out there because I want to talk to this man about the registered teacher apprenticeship, my possible prognostication. And well, Johnny, wait, I just see it from Evan there.
I mean,
well, can you? I mean, I guess we should believe it. We said if you're an educator and you talk education, you're paying attention to Busted Pencils. David Donaldson, welcome to Busted Pencils. How are you, my friend?
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I saw the Busted Pencils bat signal showing, and I'm responding to the call. So thanks for having me. Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, man. David, I tell you, if people listening, how was that for putting on a show right there, man?
Yeah, I think I need to hire you as a hype man for all the presentations I do. That would be much more helpful and a better show for the crowds.
Well, David, though, welcome to Busted Pencils. It's fully led at education talk, educated educators talking education. The number, if you do want to call in and join us with David, is 844-967-2789. David, really appreciate you taking the time to join Johnny and me on the show tonight. Grow your own, all of this work. So when we met and talked to Prentice Chandler, he made mention of this early work that happened in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And my sense is that this is where, when you were at the Department of Education in Tennessee at that time, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I appreciate you bringing up Prentice because I believe strongly in giving credit where credit is due. So Grow Your Own in Tennessee was started by Dr. Sean Impertris under the leadership of Director Millard House at the Clarksville Montgomery County Schools. And Dr. Impertris partnered with one of the most innovative, if not the most innovative, ed prep dean in the country, Dean Prentice Chandler and Dr. Lisa Barron of Austin Peay State University, to come up with this Grow Your Own model that would allow for folks that Clarksville Montgomery selected to be able to become a teacher for free and get paid to do so, whether that was folks who were paraprofessionals, graduating high school seniors, career changers, you name it. Ultimately, fast forward a bit, based on the success they were having, we adapted what they did and spread it across the entire state. And I could go into that, but specifically, it was Sean and Prentice who came to me and said, you know, this sounds a lot like a registered apprenticeship. And it was probably at that point in time, I asked the most profound question I'll ever ask in my professional career, which was, what's a registered apprenticeship? But as we talk over the course of this time with together today, you'll find out I'm a bit of a nerd, but I'm also pretty persistent. So did lead the process that you shared. And eventually, after four tries, so third time wasn't the charm, and across two presidential administrations, got the occupation of a K-12 teacher approved. That's correct.
Well, okay, so let's kind of put a little bit more context too. We're talking about this, you know, either teacher diversity, teacher shortage. I know right now the big issue, you know, we're hearing about is teacher shortage. And Johnny and I talk a lot about this on the show. You know, how are we going to get a handle on this? Where are the next teachers coming from? And I put some of the promos out for the show tonight, you know, got teacher shortage, get teacher apprenticeship, things like that. Help the listener, though, who might not really be familiar with this. The idea first of saying, when you say an apprenticeship, first of all, where does the term apprenticeship come from?
Yes, great question. So I believe it's 86 years ago now, the National Apprenticeship Act was approved, creating registered apprenticeships. So I'm from Michigan originally. Don't hold it against me.
Johnny's a Detroit boy, yeah. Man.
There we go. I'm a former Detroit Public Schools principal, so I appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that offline. That'd be great. But, you know, in 2008, my brother-in-law got laid off. And so the same, you know, with Ford, GM, and Chrysler, the big three all getting hurt, you know, all that money that is used traditionally to train people to become plumbers, electricians, work in the culinary arts, IT, can now... effective as of a year ago, can for the first time ever in 86 years, be used to now train people to become teachers. Registered apprenticeship, it's the best of both worlds when it comes to preparing teachers, in my humble opinion, which is you're getting your college coursework to lead to a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or a post-bachelor's, you know, license, and getting that hands-on experience under the tutelage of a mentor teacher who is the teacher of record.
So that is, so when we hear that word apprentice, it is referring to what probably a lot of people are thinking about, the trades industry, plumbing, carpenter, the fact that there's been apprenticeships, as you're putting out there, this federally recognized little pathway to becoming one of these, you know, skilled vocations. It's now, though, 87 years later, is what you're saying, is we're going to apply this kind of working situationally to become a teacher, and therefore a teacher apprenticeship combined with teacher education and college education. I know, Johnny, we've been thinking about that and saying, you know, this is, though, one of the things that I think really makes the teaching apprenticeship unique is that higher education, you know, provider being part of this. Johnny, throw in some chops there, man.
Well, yeah, and Tim and David, thank you for doing all the work that you all are doing with the organization, and then all the groundwork that we keep talking about when we have this conversation about, you know, how do we get more people called to teaching into classrooms? And you know, the way historically has been, it's often provided a deterrent to having folks who might be great educators not able to be in our schools. And we've been there as school leaders. Like, we got people who are called to that service, who are really great at it, and who oftentimes can provide local essential role models. Talk oftentimes about bringing diverse people into education and, you know, folks, kids in our community look up to. And it's so important that there are alternate pathways to becoming a teacher. And those exist out there, but they always seem to exist in ways that were not practical or doable for 99% of the people who we are trying to get into our building as certified teachers. And so when we started to learn about these programs, and then we started to ask questions about, like, understanding the difficulty to just thinking outside the box and bringing all the voices together to have the conversations to make it possible, it started to be more than inspiring. So it's led to these kinds of conversations. So thank you for all that work, David. And like Tim has said, really, like lift the veil on that. This is all hands on deck. Like, these are like partners coming together in local ways to really solve this problem where we don't necessarily have a teacher shortage, but we have, you know, alternate pathways to getting people called to education into classrooms. There's a lot of great folks out there who find themselves called to teaching. And it's not only, you know, an honorable career. It's one that, you know, you can make more than a living wage on. You can do well by your community. You can be supported and support your family. And you can get there without having to jump through, you know, 10,000 hoops and going back to school. Maybe, you know, you're 35 years old and the only pathway to becoming a teacher is to enroll at university again. And although both Tim and I are at universities and we stand by the quality of teacher certification programs, we know the barriers. And so this is exciting. So the more we learn and we hear from you and the folks doing that, how can we springboard this, echo it, you know, and really, you know, communicate that it's not simple, but it's doable.
It is doable. And in fact, we're going to hold you, David Donaldson, since you took the time to give us a call. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, grow your own teacher apprenticeship. David Donaldson, our guest. Or when we get back, particularly, what does grow your own mean? More Busted Pencils back at the break.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. 13 American service members and 170 Afghans were killed by a suicide bomber at the Kabul airport during the 2021 evacuation of Afghanistan. One of them was a Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, and his father just got a call from the Marines regarding the ISIS mastermind behind that attack.
Their sources are highly trusted, and they've got it from several different sources that this individual was indeed killed.
The senior leader was killed by the Taliban. President Biden announces his second run for the White House. CBS News pollster Anthony Salvanto says 55% of Democrats want Mr. Biden to run again, but those who don't cite his age.
Well, Democrats are more accepting than they are confident. Just as many are nervous, and only one in five is excited.
But I'm sad to say I'm on my way.
Legendary singer and activist Harry Belafonte has died of congestive heart failure at his home in New York this morning. He was 96. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants a statewide referendum on abortion, telling the Milwaukee Press Club, quote, "I have a hard time believing people would allow abortion past about 12 weeks," unquote. But he did not say how he would vote. Before Roe was overturned, women in Wisconsin could seek abortions up to 20 weeks. However, Wisconsin voters can't change state law by referendum. Instead, a constitutional amendment would have to be created and pass the GOP-controlled legislature two consecutive sessions before voters could even weigh in. With student enrollment down, school districts in Racine, Wausau, Superior, and La Crosse are among those with plans to either close or combined schools. The Wisconsin Policy Forum reporting the 2020-2021 school year was the seventh in a row that public school enrollment was down in Wisconsin. I'm Jay Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Embroidery Professionals Plus, how may I help you?
I'm needing to get some patches made for a club I'm in. Is that something you guys do?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure how to get started.
Well, I'm happy to walk you through the process. Custom patches could be made in any size or shape and can be embroidered or printed. To get started, email your design.
Embroidery Professionals Plus has custom apparel specialists ready to work with your club, too. Two Wisconsin locations in Deerfield and Eden. Embroidery Professionals Plus, apparel you love, service you crave. Oh, yeah, and home of the Wisconsin Tailgater hoodie.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Tuesday night, educated educators talking education. Every so often, we take a little break from the hardcore punk rock. Evan gives us a little bit of a nice melody music there. David Donaldson, National Center for Grow Your Own, our guest, talking about the teacher apprenticeship. the pathway for those people in your communities who are thinking about becoming a teacher. That's what Grow Your Own really looks at. You know, is there a high school student who might be thinking, I want to become a teacher? Is there a career changer that might want to become a teacher? As Johnny and David were talking about their experiences growing up in Detroit, when an economic downturn happens, the amount of really awesome qualified people who would love to become a teacher, how do they do that? The pathway, David, you've been making, you know, mention of free. And I just want to, you know, say, like, for the person who's wanting to become a teacher, that's the goal of the National Center for Grow Your Own, is to make these pathways free. However, to get started though, how do we get to free? Maybe let's put it that way. Because Johnny and I both work for higher ed institutions, and we know that tuition is what keeps us working. School districts, I mean, you know, they're public school districts. They don't have a lot of money. How does this get paid for?
Yeah, so great question. And that's the number one question that we get asked every time. So it's definitely on front of people's minds. So where we go with that is if it's a school district, we ask, how many teacher vacancies do you have? And even if they have one, we say, okay, you can do a Grow Your Own program, because most districts budget a vacancy at average teacher salary. And even if they don't, even if they start at first year teacher salary, the savings that they have of budgeting for someone's salary and fringe benefits versus having a long-term sub in there, that money can be used to invest in someone for their college education. So we start with that. We also talk about your tuition reimbursement dollars that you may have, but other things we start to look at. One of the main things we do when we first come in is we work with chief talent officers or chief HR officers, and we help them have those conversations with the CFO, the chief financial officer, whose first words out of their mouth almost every time is, no, you can't do this. And we turn them into a CF yes. And so with items like that, and then we get into, right now, everybody has ESSER funding. Everybody has it till September 2024. And we highly recommend using that. But we can be using our Title II, Title III, IDEA, Perkins V, and that's all before we even get into apprenticeship funding. And so you definitely need to braid these funding sources. Apprenticeship is not a silver bullet. Let me be perfectly clear about that. But it can be leveraged along with all the funding sources I named. And you may be asking yourself, well, how can you use Title III or IDEA for this? Well, we were able to use it in Tennessee, and we're able to use it in other places because we required all of our Grow Your Own graduates to graduate dual endorsed in either special ed or English as a second language. So if I'm requiring special ed, now I can pay for up to 50% of the program of IDEA funds. Now I can pay for up to 50% of the program of Title III if I'm requiring ESL. So there's some aspects there about the funding that can be potentially used. On the flip side, you know, districts, we're also focused on our teacher vacancies, but you all know enrollment is down nationally in ed prep providers over the last 10 years, maybe longer than that. So it's a win-win. We need you and you need us. And so what we said to our ed prep providers in Tennessee, there was 42 during my tenure. We said, look, we have a group of candidates who would never go to you in the first place because they can't afford to. They can't even afford to take out the loans to begin with. But what would you do if we said for $100,000, you tell us how many candidates can you produce for $100,000? So we did 20 grants of $100,000 each, and universities could win multiple grants. And so via a competitive grant process, we got these universities to bid and say, here's what I can offer. You know, for that amount, I can produce 6 teachers. Someone else said I could produce 7. And that is the way we approach this. Yet there's funding that is available. We invested at the state, but the money I just said could be done at the district level as well.
Okay, so that's where it is. Like you said, all hands on deck, you know, community partners bringing this together and say, because keep in mind, we're saying, you know, what significant barriers to becoming a teacher. And so whether you're, a non-traditional, and I say this, you know, a high school student who's sitting out there right now thinking, you know, college isn't for me. There's just no way. I can't take out the loans. I can't afford it. in this model, we're actually talking to that student and saying, you know what, with the registered apprenticeship and a partnership with an EPP and some funding, this could be a possibility for you sitting out there in high school. For you career changer school districts, here's some money to invest in these career changers to keep them back in place. So, you know, reducing cost is huge. And then, you know, just put this in to make this out there too. When you're doing particularly the high school grow your own that we've seen in Tennessee and one ways we're doing, it also has the ability to potentially reduce time to licensure also. You know, so when you're thinking about, because you hear politicians go, it's too expensive and it takes too long to become a teacher. Well, with the National Grow Your Own model, using, you know, some form of dual credit or college credit pluses, depending on your state, funding at the community college, you can reduce the cost, reduce time to licensure, and then throw in the apprenticeship. And what happens during the apprenticeship? This is where I like to talk about this. Because Johnny and I, as traditional teacher education people, we used to send students out for 14 weeks of student teaching. Well, the apprenticeship, for the best way to understand that is, it's 2 years of student teaching in a lot of places, 2 full years as opposed to 15 weeks. There's the increase in experience. And we think about this. Now, David, you're talking about Tennessee. We're trying to do this, you know, in different places. Where is the National Center for GYO? I mean, you have a state grouping of people that are working together. Tell us where all the work you're doing, where what state you're working with, where people can find you. Give us a, you know, this is your time to plug away.
Well, I always appreciate the opportunity to brag on the innovations that some of our state partners are doing, because there's so many mistakes I made in Tennessee and so many things I would do different. And so it's really cool to see this work take on a life of its own and the direction it's going. I'm a big fan of work happening in North Dakota. Talk about a really rural state that has to think differently about, and universities aren't, you know, you may be a district where the closest university could be well over an hour away in a situation like that. So they focus on special ed, grow your own, parent a teacher pipeline, that now they are taking those high quality programs and getting them registered. West Virginia has done an incredible focus on high schoolers, to your point, Tim, leveraging dual credit, dual enrollment. We're seeing early college in some other cases. We have a state, South Carolina, embedded the science of reading into their Grow Your Own work. And so they just had some initial winners selected that now there's opportunities in South Carolina to become a teacher for free and get paid to do so. Florida is doing a master's degree pathway with the University of Florida, partnering with 2, maybe 3 LEAs to allow them to hand select candidates that are best for those local communities. And those individuals will be able to get free master's degrees to become teachers. So there's some really, really cool work happening across the country. We do have what's called the National Registered Apprenticeship and Teaching Network. It currently consists of 15 states. It's completely free. If you have a registered apprenticeship, it's completely free for those states because it's a professional learning community. And, you know, what I can say about that, because all the conversations are off the record, is that we've had states say, I was thinking about doing it one way, but then I heard this state present, and now I'm going to beg, borrow, and steal that and add it to our work. So they're all learning from one another and yet adapting to their local context. You got tiny states, you know, large states, suburban, urban, you know, rural. It's a really, really cool opportunity. And then one of the things I would just add super quick, Tim, is the work's now going to districts. So we just got Memphis, even though, you know, formerly worked for Tennessee, we just helped Memphis Shelby County Schools with the University of Memphis get registered. And that's what you're going to start to see. As states set this up, the districts and ed prep providers are going to be able to, you're going to see that. When you said 2023 is the year of the apprenticeship, yeah, I think you might be right.
Oh, Johnny, cool. Johnny Lubinacci, oh, you heard man. It right there, man. Prognostication. There it goes. Oh, man. Busted Pencils, fully led at education talk. David, you know, so, yeah, talking about that in 15 states, you said, right? 15 states and then in your learning community trying to get this together. It made me think, too, one of the important aspects that you said, though, there, too, is this. The ability to localize and make this work for the district and or region and or geography that you occupy, to me, is one of the powerful components of the apprenticeship, because a lot of times this, you know, solutions are typically mandated as a one size fits all approach. And, you know, all our work, Johnny, we did with Prentice and now talking to you, we keep hearing, no, not a top down, here's how you do it approach. Am I correct in hearing the National Center for Grow Your Own also saying that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this work doesn't matter what our ideas are if nobody implements them, right? Like, our goal is, as I've shared, is so that individuals can become a teacher, you know, without that and get paid to do so. And so you must respect and recognize and adapt to the local context. You can't do things to people. You got to do things with people. And so we've really, fortunately, because of the work we're doing, we've been able to now have new ideas and new tools in our toolkit as we help other states or other districts, because we've learned from so many awesome innovators across the country.
Well, so somebody's listening right now and they went, okay, I'm not in that. Say I went and I don't. But darn it, this is such a great idea. How do I get started, David?
Yeah, so whenever like a university comes to us first, we just say, hey, the best thing we could do for you is you reach out to a district and tell them about us and let's set up a meeting. You reach out to the state. So if I'm an individual, I would reach out to my local superintendent or even local school board president and just say, look, this is happening. It is happening either at the district next door. It's happening at the state next door. It is this is something that we should be doing in our district, in our states. But that is the best way. There's plenty of articles on our site, send our website, whatever it may be. We'll meet with anybody. Our goal is to spread awareness. If we can help you build capacity, great. But we're blessed. We got plenty of work. But if there's 50 states and 16,000 school districts in this country, it will be an all hands on deck effort if we're going to reach this goal of creating a country where you can become a teacher for free and get paid to do so. So that's our advice. And if districts reach out to us, we meet with districts all the time, states all the time. We're really excited.
So when we reach out, so it's ncgyo.org is the website. That's N for national, C for center, G for grow, Y for your, and O for own. ncgyo.org is the website. David Donaldson is the founder and managing partner at the National Center for Grow Your Own, talking about teacher apprenticeships. David, you know what Johnny and I always say to our guests after this? Man, thanks for busting pencils with us, dude. We really appreciate it.
And for all the work you're doing, it's awesome. Appreciate you.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for having this conversation and all the conversations that Busted Pencils continues to lead for educators across the country. Appreciate it.
Awesome. David, have a great night. Busted Pencils, when we get back, Johnny and Tim, you know, we'll do what we do, which is try to make sense of the last 45 minutes. It'll be a little bit of a fun ride. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. If you want to join me and Johnny for the last segment, 844-967-2789. Questions about the apprenticeship, give us a call. Let us know. More Busted Pencils, Johnny and Tim, when we get back right after the break.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership and say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.